Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees.
Sell that bull thing and buy a real radio.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees.
KI5VT. Listening.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees.
KA9SXH. New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon. KA9SXH. KA9SXH.
KA9SXH, Terry. This is KF8EDQ, Mike in Saginaw. How are you doing today?
Hi, Mike. Good to hear your voice today. First person I've heard here all day. Currently, I'm sitting out in the sun. Believe that or not, it is 66. And where I'm sitting, I don't see a cloud in the sky. However, if it is, that being said, it is quite windy. So if you hear some wind noise in the background, that's the wind I am hearing. And the noisy audibly in the air by me too, because it is that windy. But anyway, what are you up to today? It's Saturday. You're not working on Saturday, are you? KA9SXH.
Roger that, Terry. No, I'm not working today. This morning I went to the Saginaw County Animal Shelter and I walked some dogs for a few hours. I came home, showered, and I'm kind of relaxing for now. I am playing around on the computer. I recently got an All-Star node working, so I am playing with that. I am probably going to add some services to that node, and I'm going to see if I can install PyStar on top of it, on top of AllStar. So I'll have, because it has a hat on top of it that will support PyStar. So it will be a PyStar and an AllStar node at the same time. So I am trying to figure that out. Other than that, my All-Star node seems to be working perfectly. It's connected and it transmits, but it's only a simplex node. So in the works, I have a full duplex node coming, which should give me the full repeater experience from remote, which is very handy during nets and stuff. It gives me a little bit more situational awareness. But that's kind of what I'm messing around with today. Mess around with Raspberry Pis. At some point, I'm going to get up from this and go to Costco because I need to get a few groceries, especially coffee. So that's what I got going on today. What do you got going on this weekend? KF8EDQ.
Well, good, Mike. Well, this morning I walked my dog for about 4.5 maybe. And after that, I got a whole bunch of yard work done. Really getting things wrapped up for the winter very nicely here. I've got more to do. And I wish all of my neighbors' leaves would fall down. I don't have any in my yard, but he's got some big trees, and the wind comes from the wrong direction, and it comes over by me, which is a normal fall thing, but I want to clean my rain gutters and be done with those for the year, and I can't do that until those trees are pretty much empty. And other than that, I'm having fun playing with radio stuff. Raspberry Pi works great, doesn't it? Currently have my hotspot up and running. That does Pi style, and I'm familiar with that. It's been behaving very well lately, and at some point I probably will bring that down and update everything. I'm sure there's updates/upgrades available, and that's going to be another fun thing to do. And as I said, beautiful day here. November 15th, couldn't ask for more. And not to mention our little shutdown thing is done, which means that the places that I would look up radio stuff, AM, FM, and amateur on the internet, you know, the real source, those sites are for the most part up and running again. Make my day. Back to you. K-A-N-I-S-X-H.
Yes, very good, Terry. Yeah, it seems like the government is back up in what some people refer to as working status. So that's good. Yeah, I wasn't affected by it at all, but it is good to have services up back and running again. I know there are some people that were waiting to get their ham call signs and their GMRS call signs. So that's all good. Well, I'll tell you what the weather is like here. It is not sunny. It is about 61 degrees. It is overcast. And it's not raining, but it has the moisture is in the air as if it wants to rain, but it's not going to. And it might clear up a little bit this afternoon, briefly, and then it will go back to overcast again is what it looks like. Right around 5 o'clock it will clear up and the temperature will be going down. But, yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to, not trying to figure out, I am configuring my Raspberry Pi to have a Samba share attached to it so I can upload and download configurations from it more easily.
Hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees.
And like upload packages to it, drag and drop. So that'll be fun. I don't know. I've done it many times, but I always look up the instructions every time I do it. So that's kind of what I'm playing with, and along with the Pi Star and All Star and. Yeah, it's just real overcast here. Not too much to report. I did take a dog over to Culver's. I'm sure you have Culver's over there in Wisconsin. And I took a dog over there and got it a frozen custard pup cup. So it was happy. I gave it some cheeseburger and try to make a dog's day. That's good that you went on a walk. I have 15,000 steps in today already, so I got plenty of walking in at the shelter, and then I come home, I rest for a minute, and then I take my dogs for a walk. And now I'm just letting my feet rest a bit. Yeah, not too much going on over here. There's, yeah, not too much. They're putting in new fiber internet. That's about as crazy as it gets around here. They're putting in fiber optic cable. So we'll be getting some cheaper internet prices or faster internet or both. This is KF8EDQ. Back to you, Terry.
Oh, that fiber is great stuff. We've had fiber now for, oh boy, 2 years? Maybe it's three. Fiber to the house. That is to say, as you and I talk, I access my Wi-Fi with this device, and it goes to the, in this case, AT&T router, which is hooked to fiber, and it goes out on fiber in the house. Imagine that. And when they were putting that in, I kind of sat in. I explained to the guys that they were teaching me that I wasn't kibitzing or micromanaging them or anything else like that. I was just learning what they were doing. And it was all very, very interesting. I learned a lot. And, well, in the past, I would have been standing by there with some ferrites to put on wires, but, well, don't need that with fiber. and my backyard these days, well, I'm kind of running out of sunshine right now. In other words, the sun is so low in the sky, the sun in my backyard is no more in about, I don't know, half an hour, 45 minutes. I will have to go around to the front of the house to get any sun, which has got plenty. And we are very pleased with that internet connection. There has been no problem. No guys come back to check grounds and all that kind of stuff that used to be with the copper wires. Actually, they took their copper wires down up to the pole. Might have taken them off the pole too. I do not think you can get a wired landline in this area anymore. Period. It's just not available. KA9SSH.
Roger that, Terry. I've never had a landline connected to this house. I have coax cable internet at the moment, which is fast enough. It's 1 gig internet speed, but I'm excited for fiber optic cable to come in. It's probably just going to lower my prices because I'll probably stick with Spectrum because I got my phones through there and home internet. I don't get TV at all. Any TV that I watch is either streamed through the internet or I get it through an antenna. So no TV packages for me. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the fiber optic cabling, but yeah. Well, I heard your call sign and I wanted to shout out and say hello. It's been a minute since I've spoken to you. And I hope all is well. This is KF8EDQ. I'll be clear after your final.
Well, good luck. All right. right, and I'll get back to what I was doing on the random cycle here. And, oh, my dog is right by me here, too, by the way. And, I've got two other radios on the side of me. I gotta see if anybody's around. One is just an entertainment device. And the other is another HT. And, I recently got a new radio. I'll have to tell you all about that next time. Take care. Have a great day. And we'll catch you again. Thank you for the contact. This is Terry, KA9SXH.
Roger that, Terry, 73. Take care and we'll talk again.
A9SXH.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny. 60 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 46 degrees.